Hi, this is Ann Cavera with another episode of Speeding Past 80. Today's episode is called Trouble in the Tech Store. Last Friday, I wanted to buy some mailing envelopes. So I went to one of the big tech stores that also sells office supplies. And there, right in front, as you went in the door, lucky me, the ones I needed were $9 for a pack of 12 of these padded mailers. Not a bad price. But wait, wait, there's more. These packs of mailers were half off. So, if a customer was wise enough to buy 5 packs, that meant $4.50 for each pack, for a total of $22.50. I grabbed 5 packs, along with some other office supplies, and I checked out. Now, I'm driving back home, and I'm mentally adding up all of my purchases. Something felt just a little bit off. So later I looked the receipt over, and sure enough, I had been charged $11 a pack, 5 times, for a total of $55. And then with half off, I had paid $27.50 instead of $22.50. There it was, plain as day. The tech wizards had charged me $5 too much. Should I go back and point out the error? It was only $5. The Serenity Prayer on our kitchen wall came to mind. You know, it's the one that says, God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know the difference. That prayer was embroidered by Jim's mother during her cancer. It's been on our kitchen wall for 50 years. I thought about the $5. That was something I could probably easily change. Well, the next day, Saturday morning, my grandson Jamie and I were planning to go to the big home and garden store in the very same mall where I bought those mailers. He drives me now that he's 16. And this seems like a sign. I have an opportunity to just pop into that store and get my $5. So Jamie arrives Saturday morning driving his dad's car. This one is a low-slung, kind of sporty-type car, and climbing in isn't that hard, but when I sink into the passenger seat, I'm eye level with the glove box. That's a good thing. If I can't see, I'm not trying to tell Jamie to step on the brakes at every light or show him where to turn. So on the way there, I ask if he would mind making a quick stop at the tech store because they owe me $5 and I'm going to get it back. Now, Jamie didn't ask questions, but I know the agony any teenager would go through watching a grandma dicker with store clerks, especially clerks in a high-tech store. So, as Jamie's parking the car in front of the store, I say, "You wait here. I might need a getaway driver." He smiles, and I think I see a hint of relief in his smile. Inside the store, I'm relieved to be the only customer there. A young woman of about 20 is behind the register. I show her my receipt and the mailers and explain I was overcharged for the mailers I bought yesterday. I take her to the display, and sure enough, the mailers say $9 for a package of 12. But today the $4.50 for 5 signs have been removed. Well, I show her the receipt and walk her through the math. She nods, but she looked puzzled. We go back to the register. She taps keys on the computer for a few minutes, and I explain the math to her again. She calls the floor manager. I walk him through the math, and he looks puzzled too, but he nods as if he seems to understand. Now he taps away at the computer, but try as he might, he cannot fix the problem. Finally, he tells me the easiest solution is for me to return these envelopes, and then he'll pay me back the $27.50, and we can start over at the correct prices. That sounds really good. And a couple of minutes later, I'm holding the $27.50 from the day before, and he's tapping away again to sell me 5 $9 packs at $4.50 a pack. By now, Jamie's been sitting in the car waiting at least 15 minutes. So I said, "Look, can't I just keep my $5, give you the rest of the cash back, and you can figure out how to enter it?" He says, "No, that won't work. I need to enter all of it properly. When everything is correct in the computer, we can divide the cash." He tried. He really, really tried. I am biting my tongue to keep from saying, "Look, this is fifth grade math. I'm regretting trying to correct a $5 error." After some minutes, he admits defeat and calls the head honcho, the man in the office hidden deep in the inner sanctum of the store. "The wisest man in the store is heading my way." I look at him. He must be all of 30 years old. So I go through the math with him. He nods and spends several minutes trying to override the computer. Finally, after 5 or 6 minutes, he figures out how to outsmart the machine, enter the 5 packages at $9 each, and divide that for $4.50. He lets me keep my 5 plus half the tax I had originally paid. I hand him back his share, and we end everything on a happy, friendly note. Then the manager explains headquarters changes all of the prices in all of the computers in all of the stores all over the country at exactly the same time. Prices get changed so often that his staff has trouble keeping the shelf prices up to date. I feel weary. 40 years ago, I could have gone into a store. The clerk and I would have quickly done the mental math. A register drawer would have been open and the clerk would have given me $5 back. No computers needed. After about 20 minutes, I hurry back outside, waving my $5 at Jamie. "Got it," I said. "You want anything to eat?" That's a funny comment because $5 will no longer buy even a cup of coffee. Well, Jamie is a peaceful, kind young man. He doesn't complain about the 20 minutes. He looks at my $5 and says, "Thanks, Grandma, but I'm good." Having him wait in the car was absolutely the right call. All this makes me think about how the clerks in the store were bright young people. I could not run a single one of those machines they run every day, yet I had to carefully explain my 5th grade math problem to them more than once. So what does all this mean for those of us in the later years of life? We have a storehouse of knowledge and experience. I think that's going to be lost when we're gone. How many people alive today can remember a father coming home from World War II? I can. Or were among those getting the first polio vaccines, or saw the first men land on the moon, or lost friends in Vietnam. We live with more than half a century of history and memories within us. When we're gone, will anyone know what we've seen? As for mental math, why bother? Computers can figure out things faster than we can, or can they? Cook a meal from scratch? Too much trouble. I've told my grandsons I will teach them how to make lasagna. After all, every young man needs to know how to cook at least one meal to impress the ladies. Well, I came into this world knowing nothing. I landed on an alien planet. Today I look around and think the planet I am living on is so different from the one I once knew. Much of what I am surrounded by is incomprehensible. At this point in life, I feel like I'm an alien again. Thanks for listening. This is Ann Cavera with Speeding Past 80.